Good morning.
Good morning.
This well-known passage from John that I just read is a rarity in the Gospels because it shows Jesus discussing in some detail all three persons in the Trinity. Unlike Matthew, Mark, and Luke, John does not offer us long descriptive narratives that record the fullness of the earthly ministry of Jesus. Instead, John offers us much smaller moments. They are moments when Jesus is with individual people. They are characters we are familiar with, like the Samaritan woman at the well, the man born blind, and Lazarus. And those moments, which quickly come and quickly go, open the door onto a much larger vision that transforms our world. That is the case with the story of Nicodemus. Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night because he has seen, or at least heard, of the miracles of Jesus. John has only recorded one miraculous sign of Jesus so far, the changing of the water into wine at the wedding of Cana. But we are told how, with that sign, Jesus revealed his glory. For John, the glory of Jesus is that he is the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. But Nicodemus is not yet sure of the fullness of what this means. So John will take this one moment, this short conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus, to transform our vision of who God is and how God works in the world. Nicodemus says to Jesus, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Here, Nicodemus sees something, but it's just a glimpse, a strong window into something more. Nicodemus believes Jesus has come from God and that God is with him. This is a start, but not the end, a glimpse, but not the fullness of God's glory. Jesus has not only come from God, but Jesus is God. God is not only with Jesus, God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. In response to Nicodemus, Jesus begins to reveal his glory. His words are poetic. They offer brief glimpses of the work of our triune God. The Father is present, sending his only begotten Son into the world so that the world might be saved through him. The Son is present, offering his life, being lifted up like the serpent in the wilderness, so that everyone who believes in him has eternal life. And the Spirit is present, granting new birth. People are being born from above through water and the Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are glimpsed in this brief encounter with Jesus. And from that glimpse, God opens a much larger vision which transforms the world. Jesus invites Nicodemus, and John invites us, his readers, to trust that the gracious work of God the Father is transforming this world through his Son, Jesus Christ, and through the power of the Spirit. Today, the church celebrates Trinity Sunday. We find ourselves drawn to confess something about God that we can only glimpse and can never fully explain. The workings of the Trinity can become a stumbling block for Christians if they are seen as something we need to master and have to be able to explain. Rather, the Trinity is a mystery that masters us and gently unfolds how God is present and active in our lives in his world. While we can't fully explain the Trinity, we have experienced God's saving mystery. The Father sent his Son, who sent the Spirit, who brings us to the Son, and then brings us to his Father. God's work is eternal, and yet enters our lives daily in the smallest of ways. Whether as an infant at the baptismal font, or as an adult in an instruction class, whether speaking of Jesus with friends or explaining God's work to our children, whether invoking God's name at the beginning of worship, or crying out to God from a waiting room, we witness the saving mystery of our triune God. God has filled our lives with moments, pieces of poetry, which reveal the gracious beauty and powerful mystery of the Trinity. By telling the story of Nicodemus, John invites us to stop and notice these moments, to think about them, pray over them, and pray through them. He encourages us to trust that although we cannot see all that God is doing, we know enough of his person and work to live in his forgiveness and by faith to walk in his mysterious ways. And as we say amen to Trinity Sunday, may I also mention another important holiday that we will be celebrating tomorrow. So in closing, may I offer this Memorial Day prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, with a sober heart, we come before you this Memorial Day. We pause for a moment and call to mind all the men and women who have died in the service of our nation since 1776. Dear God, please look with mercy on our brave and selfless brothers and sisters who did not shirk from their task, but gave themselves completely to the cause of defending and protecting us all. Bless all who have given their lives for the sake of liberty and grant them eternal rest with you. We remember also our brave men and women now serving in our armed forces, both at home and abroad. Dear God, send out your angels to protect them. Help them discharge their duties honorably and well. Please bring them safely home to their families and loved ones. Please bring your peace and mercy to our troubled world. We ask all this, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.